Hi. Hey, welcome to the Doorway of the Supernatural. We have been talking about miracles, the gifts of the Spirit.
Amen.
But we also want to encourage, Philip, that these people that are watching,
yes,
understand that this is not for some special sect.
Amen.
But it is for you as a believer.
Amen.
Now, we're going to be going into some miracles in just a couple of moments. But we want you to understand that the whole design of this program is because several months ago, in October, I think it was the 31st, I had taken Lincoln, my grandson, home. Mm. And after I dropped him off to go to school, I pulled out onto the road to come home.
Yes.
And as I was headed down the single lane of traffic, there were headlights, like 6, 7, 8 lanes. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm either having a vision or there's something wrong with
Amen.
Me. So I pulled over and I gave myself a couple minutes. And, you know, I kind of got my wits about me, and the next thing I knew, I was at home.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't even know how I got home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was one of them Uber drivers or one of them Tesla, you know, non-drivers. Anyway, I got home. I know that it was the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But I got home, and about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, I wasn't feeling right. I was dizzy when I stood up, and I just wasn't myself. So I called my doctor, and my doctor was closed for the afternoon. And so I called my daughter, Nicole, and I said, Nikki, could you take me to one of them urgent care things? And she said, yeah, I'll take you to where we go. And, you know, if you got kids, you're going to end up in the doctor's office sometime. They're just
Amen.
They're germ magnets.
Yes.
I'm telling you, they bring everything home.
Amen.
They attract everything.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God, they catch everything. And, you know, so she said, sure. So she came down, picked me up, and she took me there.
Mm-hmm.
And we go in, and they call us back. I answer the first question, you know. The next question, my daughter just said, you know what, that's not him. That's absolutely not him true.
Amen.
And so they immediately stopped the, you know, the question answers, and they put me into the wheelchair and wheeled me in. They put me up on this gurney, and there was a lady there. She said, Pastor Dosak. She said, I watch you every Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I hope you enjoy. And then I just slumped over,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have any response for 5 minutes. And they told my daughter, said, you better get into his face because we can't get him back.
Mm.
And I didn't go to heaven or didn't see anything. For a simple fact, I have an agreement with God. If I ever go to heaven, and I ain't coming back.
That's it. Amen.
So if he would have showed me something, I'd have said no.
Mm-hmm.
He would have shoved me back head first, and I'd have said no. I'd be dragging my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to come back. If I make it the first time, I'm staying.
Praise God.
And so that's one thing I would put Phyllis on the road for. She raised me from the dead. Buddy, her life
Amen.
Would be miserable.
Ooh,
and no, because I want to go to heaven.
Yes.
And so I came back, and then after that, you know, a day and a half later, I was released. There were
yes.
no side effects. There was
Amen.
Nothing that was wrong with me
yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. That Wednesday, I was deer hunting.
Amen.
And they made the maintenance man go with me in case I fell out of the tree or something.
Amen.
He could drag me back.
Yes.
So anyway, out of that, I asked the Lord,
and
God.
And you preached the whole conference.
Oh, the next day I preached
yes.
a whole conference from 10
Amen.
In the morning to like 3 in the afternoon.
Amen.
And so, you know, God did a lot of things and God spared me, and I'm very thankful for that. But I asked the Lord, God, why? Why didn't you just take me home? I mean, I'd much rather be in heaven, but we stay because we are servants of people's
Amen.
Faith.
Amen.
And Paul said, it's more profitable for me to go,
yes.
but it's more needful for your faith that I stay. So I
Amen.
Asked the Lord, God, why did I stay here? Why did you leave me here? And he told me, he said, I want you to raise up miracles.
Praise God.
So that's what gave birth to this program
Amen.
Here. And I don't know how it's all going to unfold. I don't know how it's all going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where I want to begin.
Amen.
And so as you begin to listen to this, what's going to happen is you're a part of God's plan.
Amen.
You're going to be infused,
Praise
touched.
God.
The power and the presence of the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. You're going to be more aware of things. You're going to begin to operate in the gifts of the Spirit.
Amen.
You may not know that they're operating now, but later mm-hmm. they're going to.
Amen.
So that's what this doorway of the supernatural is raising up miracle workers for a coming generation.
Amen.
Now, before we go into what we're going to be talking about, Philip, today, we're going to look at three miracles. One is a man born deaf.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is a woman deaf for 30 years,
wow.
and which doesn't comply. She says she's only 18, and here she's deaf for 30 years. she's on Phyllis's time frame. And then there's another man that's been deaf since 2005, and he has a lung collapse. So we're going to go into those miracles,
Amen.
Then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk, okay?
Amen.
All right, God bless you guys.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You deaf devil, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out right now. And I command this deaf ear to be opened in the name of Jesus. Be opened and let her go in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I loose a creative miracle right now.
Put your finger in this ear. Plug that ear up.
Weka sikio lako kwa...
Plug this finger.
Funga panda hili, sikio hili funga.
Jesus. Say what I say.
Sema vila mesema.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now that's how
hallelujah.
I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you deaf devil, I command you to come out right now. And I command you to be opened in the name of Jesus. I loose God created miracle into the eardrum. Into the bone, into the ear canal. I loose miracles, God, into the nerve ending. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Say what I said.
Sema vila nasema.
Jesus. Go ahead. Say what I said. Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Now for 30 years. Wow. Now you're going to hear people. Is that exciting?
Hilo jambo linafurahisha.
Kwa sasa ninasikia.
Now I'm hearing.
Praise God.
Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Now, which ear can is deaf? Is that one you can't hear?
Yeah.
How long have you been deaf out of it?
It's not, especially I'm losing hearing on my right ear.
Okay.
2005, I had an accident.
2005, you had an accident.
Yeah, so gradually, I've been losing hearing on my right ear.
Oh, okay. All right.
My right lung, my left lung collapsed.
In the name of Jesus, I curse. I curse right now this damaged lung. I ask you, God, to heal it in the name of Jesus. And I command you right now, you deaf devil, I command you in Jesus' name to come out of him right now. I loose the working of miracles. God, restore and heal this ear. Be opened in the name of Jesus. Be opened in the name of Jesus. God, I loose the working of miracles. Nerve endings. God, into the drum, into the eardrum itself. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now cover up that ear right there. You hear that? You hear that? Whisper into his ear.
Whisper in his ear.
Whisper in his ear.
I do it.
Whisper.
Ben. Ben. Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
So you hear that? Well, come on, somebody. Since year 2005, God's touched his ear. Hallelujah.
You've seen the operation of authority being used. This has to do with casting out devils, Philip. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, the deaf hearing, and God doing not only deaf devils coming out, but miracles taking
Amen.
Place
Amen.
In this girl that was born deaf. This
yes.
young girl was born deaf. Why was she born deaf? Mm-hmm. Well, it could have been a mishap. It could have been an eardrum. It could have
yes.
been nerve endings. It could have been 101
yes.
things
yes.
that I'm not aware of. But all of these things took place, and it shows
Praise
that the
God.
Deaf can hear
Amen.
Even if they're born without hearing.
Amen. Praise God.
And that you, as a believer, can do this.
Amen.
It is in the matchless name of Jesus, and you, as a believer, have been given the authority to use that name.
Amen.
And so these that we're talking about, Philip, really opens a door that every believer that is watching.
Yes.
And you and I have been called to be miracle
Praise
workers.
God. Amen.
And they are noticeable. When Dorcas died, they called for Peter. Will
Amen.
You come? Why did they call for Peter? Because they believed he was a miracle man.
Amen.
And so, and we have all types of accounts through the Bible
Amen.
Where men and women needed miracles. They
Yes.
called for the men and women of God,
Praise God.
To pray.
Yes.
They believed that they had a connection with God. And you as a believer, Jesus said, look, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will do for you. You understand anything that you ask the Father, he will do for you.
Praise God.
He did it for Jesus. And he says, the Father loves me,
Amen.
Loves you as he loved me.
Amen.
Look, he loves me with the same love
Praise
that he loved
God.
Jesus.
Yes.
Some would try to say that God loved Jesus differently. I say, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now, is Jesus more preeminent than me? Absolutely. He
yes.
is the Lord of lords and the King
yes.
of kings.
Praise
but
God.
God's love is only in one dimension, full throttle,
Amen.
Full acceptance,
Praise
and
God.
Full position.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's none of this God loves somebody better and better and better.
Amen.
No, absolutely not. No. And so we understand that Jesus was loved by the Father, but He says, look, you can pray the same way I can
Amen.
Pray.
Amen. Praise God.
And so miracles for every believer,
Amen.
Philip. And he wants us to live in the realm of miracles.
Amen.
And so these people that we just saw touched here and healed by the power of God,
Praise God.
Are just examples of what you,
Amen.
As a believer, can do.
Yes.
And if you'll begin to learn how to operate, how to activate, to release the power mm-hmm. over the devil, and to release the things of God, the gifts of God, and the gifts of the Spirit into your life, that you can do these things, Philip.
Amen. Praise
and
God.
So people perish because of lack of knowledge. We live in the realm of the Gentile because of the ignorance that lives in us.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:17 says, we're not supposed to live like the Gentiles that through ignorance are separated from God.
Amen.
Lots of believers through their ignorance are still separated from God.
Amen.
They live in the ignorance of their identity. They listen to powerless preachers. They listen to people that say everything's been done away with. Nothing is living. I don't even know if they think Jesus is still alive.
Goodness.
My
Amen.
Word, everything is negative. Everything is no. Everything is I can't.
Mm.
But the Bible doesn't speak to us
no.
like that. Or we speak out of both sides of our mouth.
Yes.
You know, and we have to understand that we, as believers, are enabled and empowered of God,
Praise God.
To do what God has told us to do.
Amen.
And he reveals what he's doing, Philip, in the lives of those that follow him.
Amen.
And so when we start thinking about Jesus giving us his name,
Amen.
I think about believers not using that name, doubting that name, questioning that name.
Wow.
And I know that we're talking about the name right now, but that's okay. We're
yeah.
still talking. And people are being enabled and empowered, and faith is coming alive in
Praise
your heart. And the Holy Ghost is moving you into dimensions of authority
Amen.
And realms of power and rulership
yes.
that God has placed you in. The Bible says, in Mark, the 16th chapter, Philip, Jesus says unto them, he's speaking to them,
yes.
each and every one of them,
Praise God.
And he said, go ye in all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
Now, nobody would doubt that that's been said.
Amen.
And it says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Praise God.
But he that believeth not, now, nobody would ever doubt those things.
Amen.
Though. I mean, if an unbeliever came up and said, well, I'm going to heaven because I want to go to heaven, I'd say, absolutely
no.
not. You're
absolutely.
Damned, buddy.
Absolutely.
And we would stand our ground. We would argue that. We would not surrender.
Amen.
And then it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
Now, questions go off in the human mind.
Mm.
Questions, Philip.
Wow.
Well, does that mean me? Does that mean everybody? Does that mean that special sect? Does that mean? No, no. These signs shall follow them
that believe.
Now remember, they that believe are saved.
Amen. Praise God.
They are saved. So if you're
Amen.
Saved, These signs will follow you.
Praise God.
They are part of your walk with Christ.
Amen.
They shall cast out devils.
Yeah. Praise God.
They shall cast out devils. Mm. Now, what kind of devils do we cast out? Mm. Well, Jesus cast out a blind devil.
Amen.
And when he cast out the blind devil, lo and behold, the blind saw.
Amen.
Amen. He saw.
Amen.
We seen there and in the scripture that Jesus cast out deaf devils.
Praise
when
God.
They were cast out, the deaf heard.
Amen. Wow.
He cast out dumb devils.
Amen.
He freed a woman in Luke, the 13th chapter, bowed over.
Yes.
Oppressed. 18 years.
Yes.
Oppressed of the devil. He prayed for her and she was loose.
Amen.
That day.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus healed all types of diseases, sicknesses. And so we see, Philip, that if you have the right to use that name,
amen,
you can cast out devils.
Amen.
Now, we understand we've talked about fasting and so forth. So you want to make sure you get all of the tapes. You don't just take one portion of the teaching and say, well, that's what they were talking about. We're talking about the overall operation and activity of the supernatural life of the believer.
Praise
now,
God.
In my name you shall cast out devils. Yes. If we can attribute something to the devil, then we can cast it out.
Amen.
And Jesus shows us in Scripture what is attributed to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we find these spirits, then we have to presume that there is a spirit behind it.
Amen.
And if it's not, then one of the gifts of the Spirit, the discerning of spirits, will reveal to you whether it's a spirit or not.
Amen.
And now Jesus even raised the dead.
Praise
where
God.
Jairus came and said, look, my daughter is sick. One portion of Scripture says, my daughter is even now dead.
Amen.
Come and lay thy hands on her.
Amen.
And she shall live.
Amen.
Shall live. The name of Jesus takes the place of the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's like, Philip, you would send your son to the bank with a check.
Yeah.
That check would have your signature on it.
Yes.
When they looked at that check, they wouldn't treat him like a child. They would treat him like Mr. Phil Walker,
amen.
Which may
praise
not be
God.
Too good, but they would treat your son as if you were staying there.
Amen.
Standing there. If somebody goes in your stead at where you work, where you're over a department, you go and they would say, Philip sent me down here to get this. They say, oh, well, here, then you can have it.
Amen.
They would automatically respond. They would automatically give that to them.
Yes.
Where they wouldn't give it to just somebody else.
No.
But when your name is mentioned, it's as if you are standing there.
Amen. Praise God.
So when Jesus tells us, in my name you'll cast out devils, what he's saying is this. When you mention my name, it's as if I am there.
Amen. Praise God.
And so you as a believer have the authority to use that name.
Amen.
You use that name in prayer.
Praise God.
Whatsoever you ask in my name, the Father will give you.
Yes.
One place says, whatsoever you command in my name.
Amen.
Well, when you ask, it's really not a command, but when you ask, God is obligated by sovereign revelation and decree that I will do what you ask me to do in that name. So it is almost like a command in his eyes, because he said, if they put it in my remembrance, I'll do it.
Yes.
If they ask me, I'll respond.
Amen.
They come to the throne of grace, I'll give grace and mercy.
Amen.
And so when you mention praise the God. Name, bang.
Amen.
It's not a command, but it's almost perceived as a command.
Amen.
And we would never command our Father.
No.
We would never command God because we honor him.
Amen.
And so it says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. We aren't going to talk about that right now.
Amen.
And they shall take up serpents.
Amen.
And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Remember, Jesus laid hands on people.
Amen.
He laid hands on people to bless them,
yes.
children. He laid hands on people to raise them from the dead. Mm. He laid hands on people to heal them. Amen. He laid hands on people to open up blind eyes. Now,
yes.
In his name, Amen. We shall lay hands
Praise
on
God.
The sick.
Amen.
And Philip, they shall recover.
Amen.
And it says, so then, after that the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up to heaven and sat on the right hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is in conjunction, Philip. This statement, this proclamation, this order is in conjunction with Acts, the first chapter,
Amen.
Where Jesus ascended up.
Yes.
He said, now you go and you be endued with power
Amen.
From on high.
Yes.
Now, the power came from two places. Amen. Number one, it came from the new birth
the new
because
birth.
The authority
yes.
that the believer has over death
Amen.
And over sin
yes.
and over the devil
Amen.
At the
God.
New birth.
Yes.
Now, that's one because
Amen.
Of his seating with Christ
Amen.
In heavenly places.
Amen.
He has authority.
Amen.
The other is the empowerment, the enablement
Amen.
Of the nine gifts
Amen.
Of the Spirit.
Praise the Lord.
So there are two places that they receive power.
Yes.
You shall receive power.
Amen.
First of all, as a believer,
Praise
you'll
God.
Receive power to use my name.
Amen.
You'll receive power to command devils.
Amen.
You'll receive power to cast them out.
Praise
you'll receive
God.
Power to lay hands on them.
Amen.
You'll receive power to go through life without poisonous things
Amen.
Harming you. You'll pick up serpents.
Yes.
You'll break them. You'll remove
Amen.
Them. You'll cast them out.
Amen.
And so we understand that that's one place of power.
Mm-hmm.
The second place of power is the infilling of
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, the nine gifts of the
Hallelujah.
Spirit.
Amen.
And they cannot be separated.
Amen.
Praise they God. Cannot. And then it says in verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
Amen.
Every time his name was mentioned, mm-hmm. he was there.
Amen.
He did the work.
Praise God.
You as a believer have the right to use the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I encourage you to defy those
Amen.
That say that the name of Jesus is passed away,
mm.
that the power of that name is of no relevance today.
Oh.
I dare you to defy them that say that God does not answer prayer when the name of Jesus is used. I encourage you to defy those
Amen.
That say miracles are done away with them when you have the name.
Amen.
Absolutely. And so, Philip, here, these men went out and Jesus was with them. We know that he was with them in the person of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It is the Spirit of Christ that
yes.
is with us,
Amen.
The power of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that they were there. And in Luke, the 10th chapter and verse 17, it says, and the 70 returned. Now that brings us to another point because people would say, well, it was just the 12 disciples. But here he had 70 disciples.
Amen.
So you can't just believe, well,
Amen.
Well, the 12 disciples, one of them was a thief and a liar. His name was
Praise
Judas.
God.
And Judas was in this group of people that returned mm-hmm. and say, oh, the devils are subject to
mm-hmm.
us in your name.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So now we got 70 people.
Amen.
And it says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy
name.
Now,
wow.
If the devil is real today, and don't let people tell you that he's not, because
Amen.
He is.
Yes,
if he's real God. Today, the name is needed today, and the
Amen.
Name will handle the devil.
Praise God.
Now, they come back and said, in thy name,
Amen.
In thy name, the devils are subject to us. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. In other words, every time the name is used and the devil is cast out of
Amen.
Throne and rulership,
Amen.
Philip, there is activity in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
And it said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you.
Amen.
Notwithstanding, don't rejoice in this. Rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of
Amen.
Life.
Praise
and
God.
So we understand, Philip, we have been given that name.
Amen.
That name holds as much power today as it ever did.
Amen.
In fact, I believe it holds more power because he was not just Lord
Amen.
And Christ. He was the Christ then,
Amen.
But when he was raised from the dead, God has decreed him Lord and Christ.
Praise
both
God.
Christ and Lord.
Amen.
In other words, he was God's Messiah,
amen,
confirmed by signs and wonders by the power of his name,
yes,
but also now, yes, he is known as Lord, superior, supreme,
amen,
ruler of all.
Amen.
Behold, all power is given me in, mm-hmm, heaven and earth. Now you go.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That name of Jesus is a name that we as believers are to use.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it used in the first three. I know some people say, oh, well, they weren't really deaf. Oh, yeah, they were all liars.
Yes.
They were absolutely just all liars.
Mm.
They're all liars. Everybody's a liar to appease your unbelief. I say I'll bug humbug if I was, what is that guy's name? Scrooge.
Scrooge.
Yeah, you're trying to steal the name of Jesus like he stole Christmas.
Amen.
Get over yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now Peter and John is going, they go into the gate beautiful at Acts,
amen,
the third chapter.
Yes.
And the man that has been there, he's been crippled from his mother's,
yes,
womb. He's never,
amen,
walked a step. I don't know. He probably doesn't have any muscle in his legs,
mm-hmm,
no strength in, mm-hmm, his hips or anything like that. And he's there begging,
mm,
for alms. And he says, hey, do you have any money? Peter says, look, silver and gold have I none. Some people say, well, that means they were just poverty stricken.
No.
Oh, it may mean that his wife just didn't give him any of that money.
Amen.
That's how it is. Praise with me
God.
On any,
hallelujah,
given day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm looking for a buck to buy a cup of,
amen,
coffee at McDonald's.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And look, they're married.
Amen.
They got wives.
That's
praise
right.
God. Hallelujah. You know how it is. I've had some men say, well, I control money in my house. Well, it would be to God my wife was like your wife.
Amen.
She controls it in my house.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And what little I have is not worth controlling anyway.
Amen.
And it says, so he was lame. And then Peter and John said unto him, silver and gold have I none.
Mm.
But such as I have, give I thee.
Praise God.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen,
rise up and,
mm,
walk. Now,
praise the Lord.
Think of that he could give him something. But it took the mention of the name.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Now, that tells us, what I have, I give unto thee.
Amen.
Every believer has help.
Amen.
In them.
Mm.
Every believer has healing.
Amen.
Given to them.
Amen.
It's their personal possession,
mm,
though. Just like salvation.
Amen.
My salvation.
Yes.
You work out your own.
Amen.
It's my salvation. You have yours. I have mine. Mine is not like yours. Yours is not like mine. Mine is better. Yours may be weak. Mine is strong.
Mine's strong.
Hallelujah. Oh, okay.
Amen.
All right. You, if you say so. But, see, it's my personal salvation.
Absolutely.
I have to work it out.
Yes.
I have to maintain it.
Yes.
I have to keep it. I have to protect,
mm,
it. I have to support it. I have to feed it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can let it be stolen, mm, from you. You can backslide.
Wow.
You can let it be stolen of all of its joy.
Mm.
You can let it be a depressing thing. You can walk through life like the Pharisees. You,
mm,
you can drag your backside like the Sadducees.
Yes.
You can do whatever you want with your salvation. But as for me,
amen,
mine's going to be filled with joy,
praise God,
filled with victory,
yes,
filled with miracles,
amen,
filled with provision, filled,
yes,
with success,
amen,
filled with prosperity,
amen,
and goodness. Now,
amen,
yours can be filled with whatever you,
yes,
want it filled,
amen,
with. But this is mine.
Amen.
Don't try to invoke yours upon mine. Maybe,
amen,
yours is faithless. Maybe,
amen,
yours is without power. Maybe yours is without miracles. Mine's not going to be.
Amen.
And mine's not.
Amen.
So Peter says, silver and gold have I.
Yeah.
And he says, but such as I have.
Yes, amen.
Something that money can't buy,
yes,
I give unto you,
amen,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
He had redemption,
Christ,
he had health, and he also had the authority. Now as a believer, he had authority through Jesus to destroy the works of darkness.
Right. And, you know,
amen,
it doesn't even mention that Peter said, well, you know, let us give a while. We come out of the,
no,
temple. We'll find out if it's God's will,
no,
to heal you.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
It was at Peter. Remember, yes, he said, Jesus told him, whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted.
Amen.
And when he talked about remitting someone's sins, it means also whosoever you free from the penalty,
praise
of
God,
sin.
Yes.
They are free.
Amen.
And so the penalty of sin is the curse.
Amen.
In any way, shape, or form. And the penalty of sin does rule mm-hmm. in people's lives, Amen. Believers' lives,
yep.
and even people that are living for God and serving God.
Yes.
We see it, the woman that was bowed over for 18 years.
Amen.
People that are serving. Here she is working for God,
yes.
bowed over.
Wow.
And the priest of the sense, look, you want to be healed? Come 6 days of the week and be healed.
Wow.
She just never went.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Sound like so many Christians that we have.
Yes.
You know, they never call for
available
the elementary.
To them, but they never call or they never access those things by asking.
There you go. Mm. Absolutely. They never do it. So it says this in in verse Acts 4 and verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any yeah. other. For there is none other name under heaven mm-hmm. given among men whereby we must be saved.
Praise God.
The name mm-hmm. holds all Amen. Of salvation.
Amen.
Every meaning of mm. salvation, Philip.
Amen.
You know that it means, yes, to be redeemed.
Yes.
You know it means to be healed.
Yes.
To be prosperous.
Praise
to
God.
Be whole.
Yes.
To be delivered.
Yes.
To be set free. It means all of that.
Amen.
That name holds
Praise
the whole
God.
Benefit
yes.
of salvation.
Mm.
And then it goes on and says, now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John perceive that they were unlearned and ignorant men, mm. they marveled that they took knowledge of them and that they had been whoo, with Jesus.
Praise God. Wow, that's powerful.
Now, that gives us another secret, Philip, mm. about overriding even when we don't have knowledge mm. of something. If you want to live in the power of Jesus,
praise God.
Spend time with
spend
him.
Spend time with him. Amen.
Now, oh, I walk with Jesus every day. I know it. I understand all that. But look, that's not what he's talking about.
Mm.
They had been with Jesus.
Amen.
Number one, they were going up to prayer.
Amen.
So that tells me that one of the connections of spending time with mm. Jesus is prayer,
Amen.
Prolonged time
yes.
of prayer.
Praise
Not
God.
Just, well, I got through my prayer list today. Well, you know, I did the Lord's Prayer yep. today. Well, I did this and I did that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, could you not tarry with me 1 hour?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, 1 hour. And then I'll do it with the second hour that you were there. And I'll do it with the third hour.
Praise
and
God.
I'll do it while you're suffering on the cross.
Amen. Praise God.
Look,
wow.
you need to spend
yep.
time mm-hmm. with the Lord. Not
Amen.
Just the 1 hour.
Amen.
Go the second hour.
Absolutely.
And so be with him.
Amen.
So that when Amen. You're with him in prayer, you can see his suffering.
Amen.
You can see him bearing your iniquities and your transgressions.
Praise God.
You can see him bearing the cross. You can
yes.
see him finishing your work.
Mm-hmm.
Pray. Spend Amen. Time with God.
Amen.
In prolonged periods of time.
Absolutely.
In prayer. And if you just stay in Jesus, I thank you for my salvation.
Mm.
I thank you I'm forgiven of my transgressions. Mm. Jesus, I thank you. Spending time in worship, just
Amen.
Worshiping him and
Amen.
Praising him.
Praise
because
God.
When you do, Philip,
Amen.
I'm telling you, what is on him
Comes
gets on
us.
You.
I think it's great that Jesus shows us a perfect example in Luke 5, where it says he went up to the mountain to pray. And in 17 and 19, it says that when he came out of that mountain, the presence and the power of the Lord was there. To heal and set free.
Yes,
Praise
absolutely.
God. Amen.
Yeah.
And the disciples, by being around him and being in his presence, when he commissioned them, there was an authority that left them when they went away from
yes.
him that gave them power over devils. And
absolutely.
Mm.
When you're around somebody, Philip, you end up acting like them.
Amen.
And talk. You just come back mm-hmm. from North Carolina.
Yep.
Do you have a little North Carolina slang?
Yes. I learned that. I don't want to... I don't want to let anybody get me so bad that they make me burn my goose.
Burn your goose. Okay, there you go. But when you hang around people, you pick up
Amen.
Their accent.
Amen.
People
Amen.
Tell me, oh, you're from the South. Amen. No, I'm from Sydney, Ohio.
Yes.
My wife is from the South.
Yes.
She lost her mm-hmm. accent. Mm-hmm. I picked it up.
Amen. Amen.
So, which I don't... Yep. care where people Amen. Think I'm from, as long as they know me yep. in the end, he's yep. not in hell.
Pastor, you know, while we're talking about the supernatural, I thank God that I'm seeing more and more miracles in what I do. But one of the things the Lord told me early on was he said, Philip, be around Pastor. And I remember that there was times where I'd find out that you were going to preach somewhere, And I just wanted to go to be in that miracle service. And I can tell you, Pastor, that even now, when I was in North Carolina, I had a situation where I was praying for someone. And I'll tell you honestly, I had this thought, what would Pastor do? And I grabbed that person by faith out of what I have seen at one of the miracle crusades and things that you've done. And I prayed for them. And immediately, that person was made whole. So when we stay around the anointing, when we work, like you said, to stay in the presence of Jesus and do things, spending time with people that have seen the miraculous and been a part of that and has spent their own time with Christ, it creates an atmosphere that falls upon us and can do something in our lives.
Amen.
Just like the epitome of what you're saying is that this man who was bound in front of this gate for years, the minute he was around other believers, the Bible says you could tell they'd been with Jesus. Well, what that means is that when they came upon him, that atmosphere changed because of the anointing and the presence of the Lord that evoked belief.
Yes. I remember I would drive for hours to be in meetings with Brother Shambaugh, with Brother Osborne, you know, and whenever I seen him, I just lay hands on me.
Amen.
Praise God. Pray God anoint me. Pray that what God on you is on me. And even if I watch them on YouTube or something like that, I lay my hands, God, let that anointing that's on them get on me.
Praise God.
And so it is contagious. Mm-hmm. It does rub off. You run around with somebody that works on a chicken farm, you smell like a chicken. A hog farm, you smell like a hog. You know, we do that. You run around with a smoker, you smell like smoke.
Amen.
And those garments get on us.
Mm-hmm.
And so those characteristics, those personalities get on us. We run around with people for a certain length of time, we start mimicking them. Because we are creatures of intimidation.
Yes.
We are creatures are of that not intimidate, but we are creatures that imitate the people that we go around.
Amen. Praise God.
And so when we're around people or spend time with Jesus, his mindset will get in us.
Amen.
We will start thinking, talking, acting like Jesus.
Yes.
And so it's important that we spend these prolonged times. I've heard people say, well, I don't need to pray. Well, bless your heart. You need to be like Jesus.
Amen.
You know, I have, anyway, we aren't going to talk about that. That's, you know, I get tired of weary, ignorant, lazy, not wanting to be like Jesus Christians.
Amen.
I just get tired of it. Anyway, we're moving along. I'm not going to be tired today. Remember, we're talking about you being a miracle worker, the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And it says, and beholding the man which was healed, standing with them, they couldn't say nothing. In other words, they could not say Jesus was not alive.
Amen.
But when they had commanded that they go aside out of the council, they conferred against themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed a notable miracle had been done by them and is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny
it.
And so then Peter goes on to tell him and says, look, it is God that hath raised up his son, Jesus Christ, and he hath shed forth this, confirming that his son has been raised and glorified. So we have to understand that Peter and John knew why they got miracles.
Amen.
Now, I could not imagine them not going back in prayer, prolonged times of worship, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, Philip, have to understand we have that name.
Absolutely.
Paul used it to cast out the devil of divination in Acts, the 16th chapter.
Amen.
He also smote a deputy that was resisting the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And in the name of Jesus, he smote him. And he became blind for a season, for 90 days, 120 days.
Amen.
And then he started looking for somebody to lead him around. See, we don't see these things because we don't hear about the power of the name.
Amen.
But the power of the name is one of the strengths of the miraculous, Philip, that takes place in the believer's life.
Amen.
And we have to begin to exercise ourselves to the point that we have faith in the name.
Mm.
How do you get faith in the name? Buy a book on the name.
Amen.
Read the Bible, the book about the name.
Amen. Amen.
Realize that when the name is mentioned, Jesus is being spoken of.
Praise God.
And so we need to do that, Philip, that we understand that it is this name that makes us overcomers, makes us victorious over the devil, and makes us miracle workers.
Praise God, yes.
And so we need to use that name.
Amen.
And I know that we have seen devils come out together. You remember that little boy in
Nakuru,
yes. Nakuru, Kenya, where you brought him and his mother up to me.
Yeah, you were doing a miracle service, obviously, preaching a crusade, and we'd already seen many miracles. But there was a mother who brought her child towards the end of the service. And I said, what has happened? And she said, well, he's about seven, and he's been this way since he's been about 3 or 4 years old. And I said, what? And she turned her baby towards me, and his eyes were set in his eyeballs to where all you could see was the whites of his eyes.
So and his eyes were rolled up into his head.
They were rolled up in his head. And right at the very tip of his eyelid, you could see a touch of the bottom of his eye, but his eyes were completely white. And she said that.
But he also could not talk.
He could not talk.
And he couldn't walk.
And he could not walk.
I mean, you know.
He stumbled around with help from mom.
And his mother, go ahead and tell the story.
Yes, his mother said that there was a witch doctor who had cast a spell. And she said it just seemed like about 4 years old, this came upon him. And he's been bound this way ever since. And I said, well, just wait a minute. As soon as pastor comes, he'll pray for him. And so we talked to you, and you prayed for that baby. You cast that devil out in the name of Jesus. And you said, listen to me. I need you to come back here tomorrow because your boy has been released from this. And by tomorrow, he's going to be normal. And she took 3 steps and said, oh, my goodness, look, and turned her boy because his eyes were as brown as they could be. He was able to walk, and he looked up, and for the first time in that 4 or 5 year period, he said, Mama, and grabbed her hand.
Yeah, and he was totally healed. He was totally healed.
In a moment of time, I mean, 3 steps that woman took, and that baby whose eyes was white and up in his head, not able to speak, in a moment, he turned and had the ability to speak, walk, and talk. And she came back the next day, and that baby was as whole from that moment going forward.
I remember that crusade, that same crusade that my grandson Lincoln had his first blind eye opened at the age of 7.
Amen.
Oh, my God, God can't. Yes, at the age of 7.
Yeah.
And he preached about David and Goliath to the kids. Then I told him, call for the sick. And then when that girl come up, she had had one of them protractors. Ran right into the center of her eye.
It's completely
and,
gray.
And it was dead. There was no life in it. She was blind. And he said, well, what should I do? I said, well, if I was you, I'm not going to pray. I didn't preach.
Yeah.
If I was you, I'd put my finger in that eye. I command that that blind devil to come out of her and ask God, command that eye to see in the name of Jesus. And he did, took her hand away. That eye was just as brown as could be, and she could see.
Amen.
And if a child can do it.
Amen. What could we do?
Absolutely. Amen. It's in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, the name of Jesus will open up heavens, not the way that tithing will do, but it will bind and it will imprison and cause demons to be inactive. It will bring them out of their place. It'll cause sickness and disease to go. It'll get any prayer answered from heaven.
Amen.
And so we need to use that name. Don't doubt the power of that name. God gave you that name. This is your heritage. Yeah, I have the name Doshek. And I know that's Dosak and all that. I do that for all of you non-Swedenish people. So anyway, but Doshek is the name.
Mm.
But that name has been given unto me as an inheritance, Philip.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever I want, I can pull that card.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Peter Doshek.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know you. Yes, but my grandfather was Jack Doshek. Oh, I knew your grandfather. What do you need?
Mm-hmm.
And so that name is a name that gives me doors. Mm-hmm. Probably shuts more doors than it opens.
Praise God.
That name has been given unto me, but because I've been born again, fellow.
Amen.
I have not only an earthly father and earthly mother that gave me an inherited name, but I also have a heavenly father. I've been born twice, one of a natural seed and one of my heavenly father's seed. But that heavenly father's seed is no less powerful and rich with inheritance than my earthly seed. And I've been given the name of Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
I have that inherited name given to me, and I can use it anytime I want.
Amen.
Heaven will respond to it. Hell will bind, will bow to it, and earth will surrender to
Praise
it.
Praise God.
And so it's been given unto me a name that is above the heavens, the earth, and hell itself. Now listen, that name has been given unto you. Don't just let the world curse it. You use it Praise for its God. Rightful place through your lips against devils and for signs and wonders and for answered prayer.
Praise
Listen,
God.
We love you. We'll see you back here next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. We're going to be picking up Doorway to the Supernatural.
Amen.
And hopefully we're going to get into some of this. But you're learning, and I'm telling you, something is getting on you right now.
Praise
it is
God.
Getting on you. Believe it. It is getting on you. God bless you. We'll see you later.